Presentation, 27th of April, patient Irene Schultz, S-C-H-U-L-T-Z, date of birth 9/11/1946. Irene Schultz was seen for evaluation of osteoporosis. Per paragraph, she's had osteoporosis for about 30 years and in the past has taken Fosamax for about 5 years. And this had been stopped because of concern regarding osteonecrosis of the jaw. Per paragraph, she is currently taking calcium and vitamin D and has never had a fragility fracture. Per paragraph, past history is notable for bronchiectasis and hyperlipidemia. Per paragraph, she had a hysterectomy and lumpectomy in the 1970s. Per paragraph, family history is notable for her mother having osteoporosis. Per paragraph, social history, she has worked in Garden City in administration for oncology. Per paragraph, she does not smoke or drink alcohol. Per paragraph, current medications, albuterol inhalers, atorvastatin, 5 milligrams daily, prednisone, 5 milligrams twice per week, as necessary for treatment of asthma and bronchiectasis, erythromycin, 250 milligrams three days per week, tacrolimus ointment, and sulfacetamide, period. Paragraph. General review is unremarkable with 12 systems evaluated apart from a history of a right vocal cord paralysis. Per paragraph, on examination, blood pressure 150 over 90, weight 112 pounds, and BMI is 19.9, period, the pulse is 7-minute period. The thyroid gland was not enlarged, but no abnormal lymph nodes and masses palpable. The neck of the heart and nodal lungs were clear, and the peripheral examination was grossly intact. Per paragraph, I've reviewed recent report on her bone mineral density, which shows osteoporosis of the lumbar spine with T-score of minus 3.5 and left and both femoral necks with a T-score of minus 3.4. Period. Paragraph, impression, established osteoporosis without previous history of fragility fracture, but with risk factors include intermittent steroid therapy, and other factors, period, paragraph. I checked her N-telopeptide level, which was 22.2, slightly elevated, and indicative of increased bone turnover, per paragraph. Based on this recent information, I do feel that Fosamax should be reintroduced despite the low risk of developing osteonecrosis of the jaw, per paragraph. Therefore, Fosamax 70 milligrams weekly with vitamin D and calcium has been recommended with repeat bone densitometry study in 2 years' time. Per paragraph, end of dictation.